We're doing the Ketzil Shulchan Aruch Mikochayim in memory of Asher Chaim ben Avraham Avinu, and we're discussing Shmone Esrei. The blessing of Ilam Al Shinim, the blessing which discusses the missionaries, the people who slander us, however you want to call that blessing, it's a special edition that was instituted in Yavne during the period of Rabban Gamliel, and Shmuel HaKotan, he instituted it, and that's how the Shmone Esrei became 19, and we discussed that at greater length in the previous class, about why it's still called 18, and the idea of the Veli Yerushalayim and Etzemach that were once combined. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, there's an order to our prayer. Three first blessings, three last blessings are praise. The 12 or 13 middle blessings are our mundane needs. We ask for knowledge. We ask Hashem should accept our repentance. If we got knowledge, we ask Hashem should accept our repentance. If Hashem accepted our repentance, we ask for forgiveness. If He forgave us, we ask for redemption. If He redeemed us, we ask for healing. If He healed our sick, we ask for a blessing of prosperity in the year. If we got that, we ask that the Jews be reunited. If they're reunited, we ask that there be a return of justice to the Jewish people when they're reunited. If we got the return of justice, we ask that those who try to come upon us be subdued. Interesting that justice in our midst takes precedence. If they've been subdued, then we ask that we end up being just in our cases. If we've been just, then we ask Hashem for the rebuilding of the temple and to accept our prayers, and we should find favor, Ritzeh. Now, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant to say is that the middle blessings are in a logical sequence. Only when a person has understanding, only when he has das, can he begin to understand that the way of his life needs a change. It takes intellect to understand that life requires change. And that's why after the request for intellect, after das, there's the request for tshuva. And only after one has done tshuva can one expect that he will have slicha, that God will forgive him, forgiveness. And that forgiveness is the beginning of hope for redemption. And the redemption includes redemption from all ills that afflict us, and specifically healing from our illnesses. That's why we go into the blessing of healing. And once a person is well, first a person has to think about being healthy. Once a person has his health, then he could think about his parnassos. So the following blessing, after we've asked for our health in Refa'inu, we go into the blessing of asking for parnassos, for our livelihood. Health is the basis for that. If we have prosperity, the earth can handle the people, so then you can have the Jewish people reunited in the land of Israel. They have what to live off of. There's parnasa in the land of Israel. And when we merit to be reunited in the land of Israel, then we need a justice system here, because any society needs a justice system. So we ask for the return of justice. If you have justice down here, so then God takes care of justice up above, because there are always the minim, the malshinim, those people who try to arouse trouble, those people who are spying on us, those people who are trying to convert us. So once we've discussed that, the return of justice, we can ask Hashem to get involved and get rid of those people who are trying to arouse trouble in our midst. That's the blessing of Lamalshinim. And then Hashem is the support of the righteous, just as He puts down those that try to cause us to err. He's also the positive, the strength of the tzaddikim. That's the blessing of tzaddikim. And this ideal society is in the city of Jerusalem. We ask Hashem then to rebuild Jerusalem with its glory. And that's a sign of the redemption, the fact that Jerusalem is being rebuilt. And that's when we ask for the kingdom of David to return to that redemption. And then Hashem accepts our prayer, builds the temple, and that's Ritzeh, from Shomei Tfilah to Ritzeh. And the request that Hashem accept our service, V'techazena Einenu, that's the build that the Jerusalem Talmud gives for the Shmoneh Esrei, the logical sequence that one blessing leads into the other. Yes? It's a good question. I don't know.